This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 18th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The war with Iran is shifting to energy resources. Israel killed another top Iranian official and reportedly attacked an Iranian offshore natural gas field. In turn, Iran has been striking its Persian Gulf neighbors' energy facilities. Iranian missile hit a major natural gas facility in Qatar today. The price of oil surging another 5%, over $108 a barrel on the international market. The price of Brent crude, the international price for oil, is now close to 50% higher since the start of the war. As the Trump administration looks for ways to boost oil supplies and lower prices, the Treasury Department easing sanctions on Venezuela, saying U.S. companies will be allowed to do business with the country's state-owned oil and gas company. Fed Reserve officials today say they expect the Iran war will worsen inflation this year while having little effect on economic growth. They still expect to cut their key rate at least once this year. Fed policymakers left short-term interest rates unchanged for a second straight meeting at about 3.6% today. In a statement, the central bank said the implications of developments in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain, still keeping their forecast for rate cuts this year and next, the same projections they made in December. Central bank policymakers appear to expect the gas price spike from the Iran war to have a largely temporary effect on inflation and the economy. Whether that turns out to be true will largely depend on the length of the conflict in the Middle East. The National Retail Federation, the nation's largest retail trade group, forecasting annual retail sales will grow at a faster clip this year than last year, citing consumers' resilience despite lots of economic volatility. The group said that the repercussions of the Iran war on consumer spending too uncertain to incorporate into its outlook. The National Retail Federation expecting retail sales to rise this year by 4.4% over last year to $5.6 trillion. In 2025, retail sales increased by 3.9% compared with the previous year. 2026 sales forecast exceeds the 3.6% average annual growth over the past decade. The average cost for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the U.S. as of today, $3.84 a gallon, according to AAA. That's up a nickel from yesterday. Prices at the pump have now surged 86 cents since February 27th, the day before the conflict. Kentucky and Tennessee have seen the sharpest spikes, up 38% during the war. Drivers filling their tanks in California, Washington, and Hawaii now facing averages of over $5 a gallon. The White House said today it's temporarily suspending a requirement that goods move between U.S. ports have to be transported on U.S. vessels as part of an effort to ease high oil and fertilizer prices. The Merchant Marine Act, better known as the Jones Act, a century-old law that requires goods shipped between U.S. ports to move on U.S.-built, flagged, owned, and staffed vessels. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the administration is waiving that requirement for 60 days. Higher fuel prices expected to be felt across the ag transportation chain, higher costs felt by the ag industry for moving commodities, and ultimately food prices to consumers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.